The Krishnas were here in force, in mass, large tent, three free meals a day. All you have to do is do a bit of chanting, have a bit of fun. They chanted continuously. They did one 24-hour non-stop chant. They would chant themselves into a frenzy until the lead chanter would eventually drop to the ground, virtually unconscious. And it would all slow down again, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They come to the street and chant through the street and do a lot of chanting around through all the tents and so forth, all over the paddocks. And there were some university students that particularly disliked them. You know, the atheists and the communists and just the general intellectuals found them distasteful. And to the extent there was a crew got together, they had a gumboot stuck on a broomstick. They call it Harry Gumboot. Could have been 20, 30 of them, because these little chains would grow. Because the Krishnas would have a little line. They'd have the drums at the front and devotees behind, you know, men in front, then their women, and then anybody who wants to join in. And so you had this little snake snaking around through things, you know?
It was a conga line, yes, it was. It was really good.
The Harry Gumboots did the same thing. Harry Gumboot, Harry Gumboot, 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 Harry, Harry.
Harry Gumboot.
And they'd go around and try to fuck up the Krishnas, you know, or annoy them, or get in the way.